I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner. Most everybody uses Facebook nowadays. The lower age limit is 13, but it's really not enforced, and there are almost a million members younger than that. At the other end, my father's a member, and he's 89. A woman named Lillian Lowe, who died a few months ago, was 104 and a Facebook user. Facebook was created by a college sophomore 8 years ago as kind of an online illustrated address book for Harvard students. Now, just 8 years later, Facebook membership is fast approaching 1 billion users. That's over 3 times the population of the United States. That's interesting, you say, but what's that have to do with playing softball? That's a fair question. And here's the answer. There are a ton of Facebook pages just for softball players. There are national pages like USSSA Slow Pitch, regional pages like South Carolina Slow Pitch Softball and Arizona Slow Pitch Softball, and local pages like the Lewiston, Maine Slow Pitch Softball League, Memphis Slow Pitch Softball, and the Floyd Slow Pitch Softball League of Sioux City, Iowa. So go to Facebook and type in your town or state and the word softball or slow pitch softball, and see what comes up. You might just find another source of players needing teams, teams needing players, and tournaments needing your team. And if you don't get a hit, consider starting your own page or group for your team or for your league or for your town. You can post your schedules, your stats, your roster, your sublist, your parties, and very important, hey, it's all free. Besides the geographically centered Facebook pages, there are various slow pitch softball pages that can help you improve your game. There's a page called Slow Pitch Softball Pitching, with pitching tips. Let me admit up front that that page is pretty weak right now, but here's the beauty of Facebook. You can make that page better. If you're a pitcher, and you check out that page, and you have some ideas that aren't there, you can put them there. I just now put up a link to these podcasts, for example, and that made it a bunch better, right? Okay, I tried to find a group or page dedicated to tips on hitting in slow-pitch softball. And this is interesting. There were no Facebook pages dedicated to hitting, but I was given 3 regular internet websites with hitting tips. Just click the link right there on Facebook, and you're on a site that gives you exactly what you're looking for. So whether Facebook has a page for it or not, you'll still get results when you use Facebook to search for softball information. I tried a search on playing first base, and that got me another list of websites. I searched slow pitch bats, and I got both Facebook sites and some regular websites. So if you're just using Facebook to joke around with your friends and insult your enemies, expand your horizons and try running some softball searches there. You just might find something really fine. For more tips on playing, coaching, and managing adult slow-pitch softball, visit my book site, slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.